Three Clare finalists will have their fingers crossed that they will be named as winners at the upcoming .ie Digital Town Awards 2024. Future Mobility Campus Ireland in Shannon, a testbed for advancing future innovation, are finalists in the Digital Business category, while Digital Enniskillen with Waywiser, a tool for slow tourism, is in the running in the Digital Tourism category. Shannon Community Partnership are the third Clare finalists. They're finalists in the Newcomer category. So to find out more about the awards and the Shannon Community Partnership, I'm joined in studio by the Secretary and Funding Officer and Social Media Manager Joanne Begley and the IT Manager Sam Stephen. Guys, thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And you're very welcome to studio. Joanne, I'll give you the job of telling us a bit about Shannon Community Partnership. So you're relatively new.
We're relatively new in terms of on the ground, but we've been doing an awful lot of hard work for the last year and a half. So Shannon Community Partnership was born out of Love Shannon and Love Shannon Community Council. We got together and worked hard on kind of structures and good governance, and we had a good branding day to work on our logo and the meaning behind who we were. And we worked really hard with Sinead Duty Consultancy, who kind of guided us in having good kind of policies and stuff around. So I suppose our kind of main motto for the town is together for a vibrant and progressive town. That's kind of what we live by. And we try and facilitate a lot of community participation in what goes on in our town. We've held a Shannon Community Network where we try and get all the groups together in Shannon and businesses and individuals, just to get what we need for our town through one voice and be recognised, I suppose, by kind of the councils, the local electives, about what we're about. Yeah.
Okay, so you came into being in November last year. Yeah. How much have you managed to do in that time?
Got a lot, to be fair. In November we launched, had a big launch in the Oakwood Arms. We had a massive turnout. From there we kind of developed the Shannon Community Network, and we kind of have projects. From the launch we had put it out to the public what was missing in the town. A lot of people missed the Shannon Diary. A lot of people missed it. It was a big thing, quite particularly for the elderly. A lot of them aren't digitally included and stuff, so we decided to bring that back. So that came back, when was that, Sam? In February?
Came back in, I think we had our first edited version that we contributed to in February.
In February, yeah. So we brought that out, and that's out by, we printed some versions that we put into local businesses, but it's also digitally online then for people as well. So the feedback has been amazing. It's like you're handing out a piece of gold to people that are looking just for numbers of plumbers or what's going on in the town. That was a big thing from the network meeting, is people were missing what was going on in the town. So it's good, and we've seen a lot of kind of clubs get better engagement from seeing stuff online from our group. I'll let Sam talk about the website now in a minute. So that's kind of what we've been doing. We've been getting involved in projects. We have stuff coming up down the line that we're going to be getting involved big time with.
And Sam, like it strikes me that, you know, knowing Shannon pretty well, it's a sprawling kind of an area. You know, it's well known. There's no town centre as such, you know, where you could have like notice boards or, you know, the old school way that people could find out about events and initiatives happening in a place. But it's a big population as well.
Yeah.
Is this the most effective way of getting information out there to people in a large-ish town and in a biggish population?
It's certainly an effective way, because if you've got people, because you've effectively got various town centres in Shannon. You've got the main Shannon Town Centre shopping centre, and then you've got the likes of the Drumgealy, the old town over there, and you've got where Mace is, and then you've got even further out, you've got the Ballycasey Craft Centre. So you've got a lot of businesses and settings where events take place that aren't advertised very often, where people congregate all the time. So it's quite difficult for groups to get even flyers out. It means you have to be hitting every main shop, which means driving across the town, which is, you know, it is a big distance to be driving.
Sounds tiring, even if you're driving.
Yeah, but this is it. So having a website at least checks off a lot of boxes, because you'll be hitting people who, you'd hope to be hitting the people who are most in need of finding out where things are, because they're going to be the ones looking up where things are, rather than relying on word of mouth, like maybe people who've been in the town for 20 years, maybe. But I certainly think it's an effective way to get it out. Then we have the Shannon Diary, which I think covers off a lot of the other bases by getting it, again, where we're delivering to the places. You've got one consolidated document that's basically got all your advertising for local businesses that want to be involved, and all of your upcoming events for the month that we're aware of, at least.
Okay, so you're IT manager, so you probably have a lot of responsibility in this regard. So, you know, how many people are working on the site and collating all that information? And are you overseeing the look of it and how it's put out there?
Yeah, in terms of for the most part, I'm doing all of the design and the main unchanging content, all the static content that doesn't change day to day. And then when it comes to what we put up, we would be discussing this at our mostly weekly meetings to see what's relevant, basically. You know, someone might do up something and then we decide, okay, that's what we'll put up as a news article, or that's what we'll put up in other sections. But for the most part, for the actual content, the challenge is getting people to send us stuff, because what we want is to have people in businesses and groups in the community coming to us with, oh, we have this event on. And at the moment, it's just building that up. So we've got some groups that would be very good for sending us in what they need to have listed, as far as, you know, there might be a bingo night on in the GAA club, or there might be a storytelling event in the library in Shannon. There's a load of stuff going on, but people wouldn't necessarily be aware unless it was put out somewhere. So it's just a case of collating from the community what needs to be put up on the site then.
Even though the way you're getting information about events around Shannon out there in a very modern way, in order to build up the awareness of people in Shannon of who you are and what you do, are you still kind of relying on old school word of mouth? You know, if someone has, as you say, a bingo night on, they send it in, you put it out there, and that gets a lot of eyeballs. Yeah. And then they might say it to somebody who's running another event or a gig, oh, I put the bingo night up and we got huge numbers in through the door because it was on the...
You'd like to think, I know for some groups that they've been very complimentary of that. They know that they've gotten more numbers than they would normally have gotten because it's been listed in the diary or it's been listed on the website. And you'd hope that they're spreading word of mouth, all right. I think it's still, in any town in Ireland, I'm sure it's still the main way that people get their info. So,
And what kind of reaction are you getting so far from people, Joanne? You know, I'm sure, particularly from those, as discussed with Sam there, who have advertised events and felt the benefits of it.
I'll probably use Shannon Athletic Club for an example there. Recently, they kind of reinvented themselves. There's a new committee, and we kind of advertised it on our platform, and then we'd spread it across the Shannon Community Group Facebook page as well, and they got a massive turnout. And it's about just kind of driving people together to know what's in the town, because sometimes that gets missed. On other kind of things going on, the park run kind of is increasing because we're kind of constantly promoting it as well. It's not just people in Shannon running, but people flying in to do the Alana Manor park run. So the feedback has been great in terms of, like, telling people what's on and driving people to it, if you can say that.
Have you faced any particular challenges in terms of what you're trying to do? Have there been any stumbling blocks?
Honestly, no.
I don't think, not yet.
Let me touch a piece of wood here. No, it's been so positive. Do you know, I think it was needed in the town for a long time. I think Shannon Development back in the years did a lot for the town.
Yeah.
And when that went... That kind of came up as feedback in the network session when we were doing the participation section, that they missed like a big kind of organisation doing stuff like that. Yeah. I suppose kind of we are a community advocacy body as well, and for the development of the town. So I think going forward, we will be pushing the One Shannon Hub to make sure that it's a community space for the people of Shannon, that it's fit for purpose. So we have been engaging with Clare County Council, getting people to fill in surveys about what they want for the town. I think, and I suppose kind of we're getting good feedback. A part of our website we would have in the pipeline, so people know what's coming down the line. Another section would be grants and funding. So if the likes of the local St. Sennans Rugby Club are looking to get funding, they could just tap into our website and go, oh, I actually qualify for that. I'll apply for that. So it is kind of a one-stop shop where you can find out what's going on in the town. You could also find out the directory of, like, oh God, I fancy a takeaway tonight. Yeah. I'll just get it here and go on here. Or then you're talking about, say, in the pipeline and then funding and grant.
Okay.
And we've also a section there for volunteering. So if... Obviously, volunteers sometimes can be thin on the ground. It can be sometimes always the same people doing the same stuff. So we have a section there where if you're a club and looking for volunteers, that you could put it out there to say, come help us. Yeah.
And for the awards then, the .ie Digital Town Awards, Sam, did you have to put together your own application, or is it one of these awards where, you know, a satisfied customer, for want of a better phrase, someone who has benefited from using your site, nominated you?
No, so we very, very loosely, that we put together the funding application for that we is Joanne, because Joanne is exceptional when it comes to getting all of the funding.
I love a good fund.
Yeah, and it's the case of the website as well. Like, that's it always looks good to me. You know, you see websites all the time where there's lists of content and you can go, oh sure, but that's from 6 months ago. Like, it's very out of date. Whereas our funding section just is very basic. You know, it's got a link to where the fund is and it's got the closing date or the opening date and the name of the fund. And that's always kept up to date because Joanne just constantly sends me the stuff and it goes straight up. And
And I suppose the name of our project for the .ie Digital Town Awards is Transforming Shannon into a Digitally Inclusive Community. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. We want people to go to shannoncp.ie to find out information, to send us good news that we can... Do you know what I mean? Shannon is such a brilliant place for people getting together and doing things when the town needs it. And it can sometimes get bad press and antisocial behaviour, but we want to change that. We want to change the narrative. We want to just talk about the positive things that are happening for Shannon. What can we do to get what we need in our town?
Well, the way in which you're spreading around this positive news is positive in and of itself. And it's great to see you're one of three Clare businesses / initiatives that are in the running as well. You're in the digital newcomer category. When and where will the awards be taking place?
They'll be taking place on the 24th of May this year, and they'll be up in Athlone. So we'll be up there, I'm sure.
You'll have your glad rags ready for that.
Yeah,
it's a lunchtime event, 12 to 3.
It's due to finish at 3.
Yeah.
I suspect if you win, it might go on. You might continue it on a bit beyond that. Well, look, best of luck to yourselves and to the other two Clare finalists as well, Joanne Begley and Sam Stephen from Shannon Community Partnership. Well done, guys, and we'll keep the fingers crossed for all of you. And thanks very much for coming in.